Beginn der Daf Masech Baba Basra Daf Nun Vav. Beginn der Alv. Beginn Tesis Masda. Beginn der Gemara. Alv Pistol Loy. So yeah, a caramelist yeah will be mabzik, but so Zabayim not a plank of wood. Which place says Hikshur Riva. Riva asks, but Valoy Pistol he caramelist. But this Pistol actually is itself a caramelist, as he proves the Bazaik and the Gemara Gittin Daf Ayin Zayim Abayz. But Farish the Gemara explains the Pistol the Havigah Beget. It's considered its own domain. Kugoin, for example, the Ligvoy Yud, where must be not, that's not 10 Tfachim high. So it sounds like the Begoyva Gimel that it has a height of 3 Tfachim. Mustoma Ayri, Baruch Ba'arba, and we could presume that it has, that's what it says, presumed with a 4 Tfachim. Because L'Ashkan Shus B'Fni Asma, we don't find something in its own domain, Shechashav, that it would be significant, Pachas Ma'arba, less than 4 Tfachim. So, if we're talking about a pillar of 3 tvachim high, Baruch V'dalad, B'shus Rabban, and it's 4 tvachim wide, so have a karmelis, it's a karmelis. So, B'mkin, I might come out of a pistol, so why is it a pistol? Not, the Gemara Gittin qualifies that the pistol is the dimensions of what a karmelis is. V'shem Tzedek says, yes, to become welcome aware, for a hoil b'kotten who called kach, since it's so small, metatl, and it's movable, like a shiva labaya, so according to Bais Nakat, it's a significant house to be main Zushuiz b'karmelis. As a karmelis between two rishis, although technically it's the dimensions of a karmelis, but it wouldn't have that significance of a karmelis to be mavsik as much as a regular karmelis is. Niktei smas the beginning of the gemara, ein shom loy meitza v'lechotzav. So that the question was asked, what's halacha? So Tosis says atumakoy. It's going back on the category of tuma, which we spoke about. If it's safek b or not, kidmuch behedi, but tesef like obvious from the tesef explicitly the taharis. They tell me teach on nichnas labikah. If someone goes into open valley, be meisik chum in the winter months, but tuma besud the plain, you have tuma in a certain field. Amal of near Rabbi Eliezer, harehi shal rishus hayachid pishum remnimis mishmoi. Kosh yesh lashim if the hasbol chul has his own name. So you see that it's going back on the laws of tuma. But like a pishak going to the pish mishmoi. That explains in his name the Kumri of Melinus Hain Mishmoy Shal B'Yechin. That can't be because one's a Tana and he's not saying the name of an Amir. Next says Master begin with the Gemara. I'm Haimdes Alek Vulum that which are on the boundaries. Which says in Lafash don't explain Alek Vulum Shal Eretz Yisrael on the boundaries of Eretz Yisrael because the Kama Yeros Chashev it counts many cities Shehim Be'Emes Eretz Yisrael which are actually in the middle of Eretz Yisrael. El Gvum the Koshev B'Shev B'Chul. Rather, it's on the boundary of every single tribe. That's what's mentioned. Next says Mata begin the Gemara Hakosha Rei Bahula, whatever he showed him, which Tvei Havel Minkad really it should have picked Masha Tichim Be'Ela Mase. It should have really picked what the Tchum is mentioned in the Parsha Mashri Shemani Yoges Shalamitza, which there it actually counts the cities of the boundaries. V'Shama Furish Heitim Tchum Shalaitzol. There it's explicitly really mentioned very well the Tchum Reitzol. That's what it should have really mentioned. Next says Mata begin the Gemara Chay B'Maisa. So whatever he showed him, whatever Hashem showed to Moshe, is obligated Maisa. And so says, "Matamig day ibeklalahu." Is that really a general rule? B'lo habekarachim kavshim oil Mitzrayim. But there are many cities that were conquered by those when they came out of Mitzrayim with Moshe. B'lo kavshim oil bubble. They were not conquered by those when they came out of bubble. And b'lo inschayv b'Maisa, they weren't obligated Maisa. Apishadim l'Moshe, although those originally shown to Moshe. Hashem says, "You can say no. That's not true." Ksav kedusha rishon. This town holds that that the first this amir. That the first Kedusha, Kitchel Ashayda, Kitchel Aslava, was sanctified not only for them, but for all time. And therefore, actually, whatever Moshe Rabbeinu, whatever came out of Mitzrayim, they conquered, was for all time. And V'hashanich, and that makes sense, Shle Tikshi Kol, that when it says Kol, his words were Kol Shagol Akash Moshe. Lasu Yemai, what's that coming to include? Das Lasu Yikrachim, Shakavashim, Oyleb Mitzrayim, Olekavashim, Olebabel. So actually, that kol is the riboy. The Gemara is asking lafuke. What's it coming to include? It's coming to include even those that were not conquered by Elibabel. Next, just master begins the Gemara, which the Gemara asks lafuke. What's it coming to exclude? It says tame. It's a wonder. My kama lafuke. What are you saying lafuke? My ba kol kama. But the word is kol. The mashma lasu is coming to include. Why are you saying what's it coming to exclude? Because Shimon says what you can say is that the mashma reyu daik. It's on the, not in the words call, but what he showed him. The Mashma Lafuke sounds like coming to exclude something that he didn't show him. That's what we're asking, what's that excluding? Then it says, the can say, why don't you just say it's excluding Chutzlarts? Shemit says, it's not a novelty. We know that Meiser Mitzat Lois Ba'aretz. Therefore, it says, Lafuke can't get Nizam Kadmani, Avogav to Meiser Yisrael. Although it's part of Meiser Yisrael, it's excluded from the Halacha of Meiser. It says must begin with the word Gemara Haseir Amin the Moyev. That that's the Keni Kenizi and the Kadmoni. So it's a wonder because the Mashma, it sounds like the Amin the Moyev Loi Kavshim Oyle Mitzrayim. It sounds like okay they weren't conquered when they came out of Mitzrayim and therefore it's not Chavim Meisim. But the third parakam the Vamas and the Vamas Tapta Zen Menaf Amin the Gemara tells us Amin the Moyev Ma'asrin Meisur Ani B'Shvias. In the Shemitah year they give Meisur Ani because Amin Malik the Master said Haba Krachim Kavshim B'Chulu, where many cities were conquered. But they weren't conquered by oily bubble, but they don't have the halacha of Shemitah, but rather they'll separate Maisa Ani. So, because the old Kedusha Shon Lekitch Lassid, that original Kedusha was not for all time. And Menichim, and they left them not to conquer when they came out of bubble, Shismuch Alei Maniyim B'Shviyas, that the poor could rely on them during the Shemitah year. And so we see that sounds like that the our Gemara makes it sound like that they weren't conquered, and there it sounds like that they were conquered by the Mitzvah. So it's in limit, don't say the Hasam over there, but Amin the Moyev. It's not talking about Amin the Moyev proper. It's talking about Tir B'Sichin, which was conquered by Sichin, which the Jewish people got from Sichin, not from Amin the Moyev. No, because the Hasam Noeg Shvias, that's not true, because there actually the Halacha Shmita does apply. Here it's saying it wasn't Halacha Shmita, rather they separated by Yisrani, because the Hainei Bayard, that's the era of Transjordan. The Mim Psachim, which the Gemara says in Psachim, Nav Nambezim, and Av Gimel Ratzis Labir. There's three different lands of Eretz Yisrael for the laws of liquidating Yehuda Veva Yard Magalil, which is part of Eretz Yisrael. So by remember in time it says the Eva Hayardin, Transjordan Hain Eretz Sichin V'Oig Shlahoisim Amin Moyev, which was never part of Amin Moyev, but the part that was part of Amin Moyev that the Jewish people got from Sichin, that's what we refer to when we say Amin Moyev, which was conquered by Oil Mitzrayim. But here we're saying the part was not that was not conquered by Amin Moyev. I mean, they were not conquered by Sichin, which because we never got from Amin Moyev themselves. Another Peshat, Vayimutar to Rabbeinu Tam, he says, Yivamas Nami Ari, no, Yivamas Gemara there also is talking about Amin Moyev, Shleitir B'Sichin, which was not conquered by Sichin. Kadalach, like the Gemara is saying over here also. And Vilebo Lefarash Hassam, the Gemara is not coming to explain about the Amai in Shvias Nehegesham, why the laws of Shemitah don't apply over there. The Chutzlaritz here, because it's Chutzlaritz. Elafarish lama asin meiser ani to the country. The stress is on why. So why is that meiser ani over there? In other words, and b'lim asin meiser sheni. And the reason why you would keep meiser sheni shloshan say darshanim, not to deviate from the order of the years of what meisers usually are. Because mesech zidayim and the fourth parak ikka plukta. There's a this is machlekes on this point. Lizman azayim gazer he decreed she asin meiser sheni. Actually, there should be meiser sheni come in bubble like in bubble. Shloshan is mesech darshanim not to change from the cycle of the years. Meiser Oni is only year 3 and year 6. Ben Tam Gazer, he decreed she asked Meiser Oni. No, they should take Meiser Oni come by Mitzrayim, which is like a fine by Mitzrayim. She Kareva, which is close to Eretz Yisrael, and they asked Meiser Oni, and they take the poor man's tithe Kadeshi on Yisrael and this Mocham Alem, so that the poor people, the Jewish people, during the Shemitah year, where they really have nothing, that they can rely on that. So Afan Amamoyev, Shem Kareva, Mechulu Sotam Amamoyev, which are close, also they gave him the same halacha. So therefore, that we weren't talking about why Shvi'is not noig. Of course, it's Chutzlaritz, and as our Gemara makes sound like over here, that was not Kavish by Olam Mitzrayim. It's just stressing on why did they separate Meisur Ani and not Meisur Sheni. Then the Tzaddik is going to say, "My Lord, Meisur Yevamis, why doesn't the Gemara Yevamis bring a Hutaima the Mitzrayim, the Nam Sech Zidayim?" In other words, like we're saying that the main reason is because they're close by. You can say to Nichle the Meimer. What the Gemara preferred over there, Tzvei, the Pshat, more of Habakarach and Mechulu, that there were many cities that were conquered by the Mitzrayim, but they were not conquered by Eli Bavel. And Kedalmanda Malaikitcha, because according to the one that says that they didn't sanctify for old time, and Nichu, they left over Phil Meretzol Atzma, even Meretzol itself, Likavish, from conquering it, Nismachanim, because they wanted the poor. To rely on it. And Bazat Teretz Iker. And this Teretz of Rabbeinu Tam is the primary answer because the Bacham and Teretz, because this also answers the Le Kasha, the Rebeleza, the Rebeleza, Rebeshua, the Rebeshua, which heard the steer between Rebeleza and Chagigid of Gimel Mabez, and on the other hand, Shvur, Staf Tezayin, Megillah Dav Yud, and Bein Larch one does not be lengthened, but this is a better approach because this really resolves the steer that it's not a contradiction. Regarding because a friend of Beleza in Chagiga that says that I'm the Moiv take my son only by Shemitah because this teaching of Habakrachim and other than Shavuos and Megillah Gemara's not sure if Rebbe Elazar holds kedusha in the kedusha l'shaita la'asa lovei or not, and some of us here in Rebbe Shua. So obviously, this is the Gemara doesn't bring hadamah harbe krachim. I was only to explain the reason why the masakah ma'isa not ma'isa sheni, and then that's just what they have what to rely on in the shmita year. You know, it says master begins the Gemara adiskim asya v'chulum. Another pshat. What Kani Kinesi and Kadmaini, so the Bishimin are these places. Says the Tema to one because the Mashman sounds like Asi B'chutz La'atzi. As we're saying, that's why there's no Achim V'maisa. Then says the Tema, if that's the case, Hech compared to Bar Hazim, Masa in Sanen of Chavav, Ribchia, Bar Sarunuki, Ribshimin Tzadok, have a Kazla Abra Ashana Ba'asi. They went to make Ibra Ashana a leap year in Asia. And you tell me it's chutzlat. But for time period, I'm in the Sanhedrin of Yerav HaMabei, is Dame Rabban Elvi Yehuda could only do Ibrishon in Yehuda in Judea and Eretz Yisrael. Now, Bishlamir Meir, the Ibrishon of Asya, as the Gemara brings Megillah of Yerchas and Bezik, maybe you could say, the Lahiniyach Kamais of Eretz Yisrael, because he didn't leave over anyone who's greater than Eretz Yisrael. Kamin Brachas, the Gemara says, Brachas, was on Megillah, and Avram, I'm Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Kiva, the same idea that you could do it in chutzlat if there's no one as great as you in Eretz Yisrael. But Rabbi Shimon, like the member of the Lay Nichol Kamais, and you can't say leave over anyone's greater than them. The Rosh Lakish have a curly Ray Bakker. He called them the shepherds, Machashud, Malshrius, and Suspect and Shemiti. I mean, obviously, they weren't the greatest of the generation. There's something that we can say is the Hula Abr, when it says they went to Mim Abr, Haina Chishav, that was just a calculation. Kamai, like we find, the Iber Shalashanim, Zuachazu, Parakam, the Hosam, they are Nafid Bezim and Alf, which is just a calculation. Tei Yishno, the Hashanah Shviyas, how he says, actually was a Shmiti, but Tony Asim on Daf Yud Beis, the Im Rabban Shalom Shviyas, you don't do Ibrashan in the Shmiti. So obviously it was just for the calculation, and that you could do in Chutz La'aretz, because these places were, as we said, Chutz La'aretz.